www.mymac.com。That's the name of the radio program, and it's the question we begin each and every day with. I am Scott Hennon. Mark Skogerbo is here. Next hour, Steve Botkin will join me. He'll actually be here for the 9 and 10 o'clock hours and check in a little later on and preview the program we have planned for you statewide today, which includes the North Dakota Department of Health, the latest on the launch of their website so you can keep track of where any oil spills are. The North Dakota Farm Bureau is moving ahead with an initiated measure. They want to reform property taxes. So we're going to talk about that debate today on the program. And lots of other news. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, I'm happy and proud of that girl that found $2,400 and gave it right back. Didn't even think twice.
We should maybe tell folks if they've not seen a copy of the form of Fargo-Moorhead today about that story. A young woman by the name of Erica Clark. And Chris just tells me Valley News not live reported about this yesterday as well. But some of our listeners out west might not have heard about this. Anyway, she found an envelope full of $100 bills in a parking lot at a McDonald's in Moorhead, Minnesota, and said, all I could think about was what if someone was going Christmas shopping and all their money was gone? She'd stop for lunch, back to her car Tuesday. She found the Wells Fargo envelope stuffed with $2,800.
Wow.
She had never really had any second thoughts about it, didn't know what to do, but I knew I wanted to turn it in right away. So she did. Can you imagine the panic of the person that lost the
$2,800? Did the other person find it? Did they find the other person?
Inside the envelope, along with the money, was a bank receipt from Wells Fargo. No name, obviously, included. But she called her dad. Her dad said, we'll take it to the police department. Meanwhile, a Sabin, Minnesota man was planning to buy a truck from a private seller. He'd gone to the bank to take out cash for the sale. He was told the truck would not be ready for an hour. To kill some time, he goes to McDonald's for lunch. When he arrived to pick up the truck, couldn't find the cash. The man became frantic and returned to the Moorhead Wells Fargo, thinking he may have left the money there. When he arrived, police and bank staff let him know Clark had returned the money. A man who's not been identified by police or Clark told officers he feared the money was lost forever. Said she deserves a lot of credit for her character.
That's right.
The man reached out to Clark shortly after learning she returned the money on Tuesday. Said the man wants to thank her for her kindness in person, and the two plan to meet this week. He's studying to be a elementary inclusive education.
That's the kind of teachers we need, ain't it?
Teacher at University of at Minnesota State University Moorhead.
Yep.
Isn't that cool?
That's just grand.
So that's on your mind. You know what's on my mind? This little food fight between North and South Dakota. Have you followed this at all? Do you remember? You remember Rudy Perpich, of course.
Right.
And Bill Janklow.
Right.
Way back in my early radio days, I interviewed both of them and started a similar little battle. Did I ever tell you this story?
No.
And Rudy Perpich was a dentist. You know?
Yeah.
Right? So he's on the air one day and he says, you know, Scott, South Dakota, they don't even have a dental school. Do you think they practice on buffalo out there? And this went back and forth and back and forth. And,
no.
So this is kind of an age-old thing. But now Andy Peterson from the North Dakota Chamber of Commerce is kind of taking the North Dakota side, and the chief of staff for Governor Dugard in South Dakota is taking the South Dakota side. But they claim it's good-natured, but some of the barbs back and forth look a little. Well, you decide. I'm gonna share some of these with you, and you decide whether you think this is getting a little testy or not. Okay. So that's one story we're going to talk about. Pope Francis is the man of the year, so named early this morning by Time magazine.
Wow.
Which I think is fantastic.
First South American pope. And
you know, my thought is, though, the reason Time's doing this is because they see Pope Francis as being an agitator of the church when he's anything but. So
right.
there's ulterior motivations between
scoring
him.
Scoring points for the far left, you know,
yeah,
just
right.
Because he said maybe we should be generous to the poor.
Right. Same reason that President Obama's all of a sudden has an affinity for what the Pope has to say when he's.
Right, when he wants to, yeah.
When he said some horrendous things about the Bible. And you ever see that thing he said as a candidate about the Sermon on the Mount and the criticism he leveled? You ever see that clip?
No.
was reminded of that when I saw his praise for Pope Francis here a few weeks back. But anyway, well-deserved accolade. I think it comes with a little ulterior motive when it comes from Time magazine, but whatever, right?
Yeah.
Put it on the mantle. And I agree, he is the person of the year because he's prompting some, you know, introspection. He's pushing us all a little bit.
He's prompting some serious generosity
to our fellow man.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good point. What else is on your mind?
Well, the Generation Fluffy, you know, the whole top of the fold in the forum, and then of course the bipartisan budget deal forged, restoring about $63 billion in automatic cuts and trying to get more focused.
So budgets and bellies.
Budgets and bellies.
So the Generation Fluffy, give us the cliff notes on
that. This was from a woman FIA teacher that says so many girls can't even do a single pull up. But the generation has quick fingers with playing games and good thumbs and fingers, but they cannot do push-ups, they can't do pull-ups, they're in terrible physical shape. This doesn't bode well for the future of the ever-climbing rates of obesity and diabetes and that sort of thing.
What do you blame for that?
I blame, it's enough to go around. It's got to start in the home.
Yeah.
It's got to start in the... There's a lot of parents that don't have time to play because they're struggling with two income or single parent homes. But it's in the education. A lot of teachers have said they don't want to do recess. I think it's got to come back as far as it's got to be a school board issue that they've got to contend for kids being in shape. You know, one of the main reasons we have education so we can have good citizens and be ready to fight.
Speaking of education, very low turnout in Minot yesterday for their $125 million school bond issue, and they needed 60% of voters to say yes in order for it to pass. It ended up at about 50-50 and will not pass, but very low turnout, which is very interesting.
That's surprising.
It is.
Usually bond issues are, you know, creates a lot of energy on both sides,
yeah,
and taxpayers and the whole thing.
Right. And when there's low turnout, I think obviously folks that are motivated with a no, I don't want this, are going to prevail, and they did with that news yesterday. Before we get to the budget thing, two things. I've heard a lot of folks in our audience sending emails and questioning the President Obama attending the funeral of Nelson Mandela and with a huge contingent and not going to Maggie Thatcher's funeral.
Right.
I guess, should this surprise us? I don't know. And now there's quite a controversy over the fact that he's over there shaking hands with the Cuban president,
Raul
Castro, at the funeral as well.
A lot of indignation in the congressional delegation in Florida, the Cuban refugees that have lost. You know, I told a story yesterday about my doubles partner in college, Eddie Leal. His family had been three generations of making lamps in Cuba. One day, in come the jackbooted Castroites, said, "This is our factory, the people's factory," which, of course, meant the end of the business, and they all had to flee. Thousands and thousands were killed because they were Christian, anti-communist, and they happened to be in that 1% group that Obama hates so much. The people that provide all the jobs, the entrepreneurs, the capitalists that were the focus of all the rage.
Being at Nelson Mandela's funeral is to me, you know, something that Barack Obama's going
to
do.
He had to go.
He's going to go. Not going to Maggie Thatcher's is
that's the real thing.
Yeah, and that to me is a slap in the face to Great Britain, just like moving to Winston Churchill. So we know he comes from that mindset, right? And I guess that's who he is. That's, you know,
most people didn't know about it, and I'm glad they're beginning to understand his hypocrisy.
But what about the handshake? I mean, do you think that's purposeful? Do you think that's an oops moment, or what is that?
You know, FDR said nothing in politics happens by accident. A handshake is a pretty powerful symbol. It's definitely front page news all around the world. The lady that's the representative, the Cuban representative from South Florida, said he shook a bloody hand. Raul was you know, part of the hard side of Fidel. Administered a lot of executions, a lot of heavy-handed communism. And so I think it was intentional. I think it's the same kind of thing as this outrageous rapprochement with with Iran. It's just not right. And he was doing this months before the whole Syrian red line. We have to understand that.
Have you ever taken a selfie?
A selfie?
Do you know what a selfie is?
Selfie.
When you take a picture of yourself, it's called a selfie?
No.
Obama did that with his BlackBerry. What is it? Is it BlackBerry? Does he still have? And some world leaders.
Oh.
Is that hip? Is that cool? Is that?
I guess so. I don't know. You got to realize I'm about.
Somebody else was giving a speech, by the way.
While I was doing. Oh, then it's rude.
Is it rude?
It's always rude then. Yeah. But I guess he's being hip.
All right. So when we come back, we'll do a little more on the budget thing at the bottom of the hour. And then also I want you to referee the South Dakota thing, okay?
I'll try.
Okay. And Tori Westrum will join us. The bottom of the hour as well.
Great.
Stay tuned, folks. Come on.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
StopSmellNow.com is here to the rescue if you've got stink or a terrible odor problem. They can help. It's a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. How they do this is with a provisional patent on an odor cure, odor medicine, and everything. Cigarette and smoke odor, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat. That terrible smell in a fridge or freezer, it is gone, guaranteed. In fact, they're so confident in their product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, and don't ask a question. Folks, decontaminate today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. Get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated with the help of StopSmellNow.com. For the first 50 people that call today, free shipping and $5 off your product. So call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com. StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's on your mind? Rolling on. On a Wednesday edition of the program, Steve Bakken is here. Steve and I will be chatting with the entire Northern Plains next hour and as well in the 10 o'clock hour, as we do each and every weekday, joined by KFIRE 550 in Bismarck and KCGB in Minot and KLTC in Dickinson. Right now, you're on the two flags, east and west. In the Boom and Bakken, as well as Western Minnesota and Eastern North Dakota with our AM 1100, The Flag. We have some South Dakota listeners as well, so I want to start with this South Dakota-North Dakota fight. And Mark hadn't heard about this, so Mark, you're hearing about this for the first time. You can decide whether or not you think this is over the line. Now, this is being... Here's the AP story. Some officials in the Dakotas are sparring good-naturedly over whether the North or the South is better off. Now, the phrase I want you to think about is the good-naturedly there, okay?
All right, good-naturedly.
North Dakota's energy boom has people flocking to the state in search of jobs and money flowing into the state coffers and the state economy. But South Dakota also has a strong economy and low unemployment, and some leaders there say that state has a better quality of life. Dusty Johnson is chief of staff to South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard. Here was his quote that kind of caught my attention. North Dakota's got liquor stores that are bursting at the seams. We'd much rather have schools that are bursting at the seams. He went on to say that they've been joking about running billboards in North Dakota saying, today you've got a job, come to South Dakota and get a life. Now, Steve, does that sound good-natured to you?
Absolutely not. I will give South Dakota credit for this, though, because when you start extrapolating out the distances, and this is pointed directly at what's going on in the oil patch, and I kind of had a sense this was coming just from some of the work I do down around Spearfish and Rapid City and points south of the oil patch, where they have that sense of wanting to be a bedroom community for what's going on in the oil patch. And actually, they are positioned to do that, because when you start extrapolating out the distances, going to a Rapid City or a Belle Fourche or a Spearfish, as opposed to going to a Grand Forks or a Fargo, where a lot of housing issues aren't as bad, it does make sense from a commuting standpoint to work in the oil patch. So they do have that going for them. And the cost of housing is notably cheaper in South Dakota when you start comparing it to what's going on in the oil patch. So
I think we better get you a... You sound like you go to work for the South Dakota Chamber of Commerce, sir. We're going to get you a new zip code there. Send you south, for crying out loud. You're sucking up to South Dakota.
I'm just saying that they do have some advantages of not having to deal with some of the infrastructure issues, mostly the housing issues that we have here in North Dakota. Would I trade any of it? Absolutely not. Because would you rather have the prosperity that the oil brings, or would you rather be sitting on the sidelines and begging for scraps of what the prosperity of the oil patch brings?
Well, Harry, now you're talking. Yeah. Mark, does this sound good natured to you?
Kind of.
It does?
Well, get a life might be too edgy.
All right, now here's the North Dakota response. Andy Peterson from the North Dakota Chamber of Commerce said, South Dakota must be jealous of North Dakota's best in the nation unemployment rate, near billion-dollar state surplus, and booming job growth. And though he acknowledged that the oil boom has come with drawbacks such as an increase in crime and skyrocketing housing rental rates, we'd much rather have our problems of having a hard time to find a place to live and property values going up than the staid, steady environment he has down there. We'll take our problems above his problems any day. Andy Peterson, that's a flop in a response, isn't it?
Yeah, it didn't seem to have much teeth.
Come on, Andy, get in the game. Put the gloves on. We'll take our problems above your problems.
Well,
you know, we got to do
better. With Andy. I will take our problems and our issues above their problems and their issues. We can pay for the solutions for our problems and issues. They cannot.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we're losing the rhetorical back and forth here. Is all I'm worried about here. So I think we can do a little better. I bet our audience can come up with some better ones.
I think you got some great "what's on your mind" kind of fodder here.
They came back then and said, to the extent that both North Dakota and South Dakota have impressive economic stories to tell right now, it seems to me that the South Dakota economic story is really the better one. It's the one thing that's based on factors that are going to be a lot more long-lasting. Then Andy Peterson came back. Are you ready for the counterpunch, guys?
Okay, da-da-da-da-da.
We don't have Mount Rushmore, but we've got a lot of things going for us.
Oh, my gosh. Things.
We got to get Andy.
We have Mount Things.
We're going to send Andy to charm school or something here.
A bigger pillow, Andy.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, we need some help from the listeners on a better retort than...
I know there's a lot of indignified North Dakotans that got... They got some better teeth than that.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Okay, so that's an issue today. Minot Schools had a request of the voters on the ballot for a $125 million bond issue, and 4,340 people said, I'm in favor of this deal. 4,349 said no. It was a, you know, about a 50-50 vote, but it needed 60% to vote. But the turnout, very, very low. So what do we make of this?
I really did. I thought there'd be more people impassioned one way or the other. Do they need the bond issue? Yeah. Minot desperately needs that with the growth that they're experiencing and that they could experience. And I'm saying that being a little bit selfish because I see what Bismarck's going through, the Bismarck-Mandan school districts, and the growth is going. Families aren't moving to the oil patch at the rate that a Williston or some other communities would like, but they're moving to the periphery. Bismarck is getting hammered. Mandan is getting hammered because of that growth that families are moving outside the oil patch and then going to work or commuting to jobs in the oil patch. I would have loved to have seen families be able to move to Minot because of the schools and the opportunities that are there from a family perspective and a quality of life perspective. That's not going to happen now, not to the extent that it needs to happen. So from a selfish perspective, Bismarck and Mandan are going to keep getting hammered, and you know, our housing prices are going to continue to rise at a greater rate than other communities. I was looking at that school bond issue, taking some of the pressure off the Bismarck-Mandan community, and it didn't happen, and it's not going to happen.
Well, I think the you've got to make the case for those. You've got to make the case, and obviously the low turnout and the simple math on the vote suggests that Minot officials didn't make the case, didn't mount the campaign necessary. So I don't blame the voters. I think you have to make the case for those things when you're talking about, you know, going out there and explaining the need. It obviously wasn't explained. So
I'm convinced more and more you got to have door-to-door politics. People are just overwhelmed by politics and by media input, and they're just hammered. So if you believe in something, it's got to be more than just, hey, come vote. You got to be banging on the door and begging people to vote now.
New York Times headline today, will the handshake with Castro lead to a headache for Obama? I think probably.
I think so.
One more headache. What do you think, Steve? You think it's kind of a no-brainer. Dumb, right?
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. The only people that are going to be mad about that are the Cubans that are disenfranchised from Cuba.
We'll see. We're gonna ask that one today on the program coming up. All right, folks, those and other issues straight ahead on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The topic I promised we'd get to was, you mentioned the budget deal, Paul Ryan and Patty Murray. Patty Murray on the Senate side, Paul Murray on the House side, or Paul Ryan on the House side cut a budget deal. You know, they had this deadline for December, right?
Right.
That's how we punted last go-around when there was a showdown to have a budget deal. Now, supposedly, there's a budget deal for all of 2014. We're going to talk about that. Tori Westrum is going to be here in just a moment. Who was announced as a candidate for the Republican nomination for District 7 to run against Congressman Colin Peterson. And, of course, we'll check some sports as well. So quickly on the budget thing, Mark, have you had a chance to unpack it? Do you see it as a good deal, bad deal?
It buys some time. They're talking about deficit reduction by extending 2% cut to Medicare. It eases threat of shutdown in the next 2 years. It basically looks like it's going to get Obama through the next election.
Yeah, well, why would? Of course, it has to pass the House and the Senate. Yeah,
right.
Right.
But when you got the conferees in both sides coming up with it, it's a little of this and that. It's kind of like the food stamp thing. It looks like it might get functional.
Are you planning a little Heritage Action report card on this? I'd love to hear a little more on this. I understand.
I'm going to reach out to Heritage today and ask them to break down the budget for us. They got people doing that full time.
Freedom Works and Heritage both, I think, have gone thumbs down on it, so that will make it a little more difficult to pass in the House. But Paul Ryan, I trust. I really do. I mean, I think he's rock solid, and you know, he has to make the determination again of what does he want versus what's doable, right? So it's this constant balancing act. We have to remember we have. You know,
against the backdrop of 9% approval rating for Congress. Now, everybody in Congress is running for reelection on the House side and 35 Senate races. So, you know, that's real. It comes to the old axiom, well, if I'm not there, I can't help America. You know, so, but Ryan, people are saying he pushed compromise too far. I know that.
So, anyway, looking forward to getting a little run through on that. Tori Westrum is here, and Tori has announced recently that he will be a Republican candidate for the nomination in District 7 to take on Congressman Colin Peterson. Tori, how are you?
Hey, very good. Pleasure to be with you, Scott.
We wanted to give our listeners in Minnesota another opportunity to hear from you and also, obviously, Republicans that will be part of that District 7 convention and making a decision. I know you had a chance to be on Mark's program on Common Sense Club, but we wanted to have you on What's on Your Mind as well for our Minnesota listeners in District 7 to get to know you. Of course, many folks may know you from your work in the legislature in and around the Elbow Lake area, and now you want to take that experience in St. Paul and head to Congress. Tell us why, Tori.
Well, Scott, first of all, I grew up in the 7th my whole life, dairy farming down by Wilmer before we moved the dairy farm back to the family farm just southwest of Elbow Lake. I grew up milking cows before the school bus, and I have an agriculture background. I'm a small business owner. I'm a husband. I'm a father. My wife and I have three lovely children. And the concern for this country and their future ultimately is what drives me to take this big step. I've served in the state legislature, in the House, and now in the Senate. My Senate district sits right in the middle of the 7th District, representing 8 of the 38 counties in the district, but a very perfect sample of what the 7th is. It's rural communities, it's agriculture, it's larger rural communities, smaller rural communities, and the way of life that we want to protect.
You know, you're also a champion of those with disabilities. You have one yourself, being blind, and I know that you don't let that define you. You're just an amazing individual in what you've accomplished, despite that challenge of having no sight. Talk a little bit about how you've turned that into a life-changing positive and how it motivates you in your public service, Tory.
Well, I was in a car accident, Scott, in 1987, a farm-related car accident, where I was blinded, lost my eyesight in that car accident. And, you know, like everybody, you face a challenge, and how you deal with it and the cards you're dealt is really up to you. And long ago, I decided it's a matter of getting up and going forward with what you've got. Many people, the likes of Irv Vinegar and many others were very helpful and inspiring to me along the way, and I hope to be that kind of inspiration to people. But ultimately, I like to just get things done. And, you know, years ago, my dad, we grew up on a dairy farm, and he needed somebody to help bale hay. I had lost my eyesight, was recovering, and he said, "Hey, how about you come out and drive this, or get the bales off to the back of the rack while I drive? We'll stop, we'll make it work." And that's the kind of spirit that needs to happen in Washington. And, you know, it was kind of a motivator for me to just, I can do things, and you find a different way to do it. And I've done that at the Capitol, and I've had to be a pioneer of technology and ultimately work for other people with disabilities to help them achieve independence and employment opportunities, because that's important for everybody. Whether you've got a disability or not, people want to work, people want to be independent, and what I can do to help is heartwarming for me to be able to be a part of that.
Mark, ask your question of Mr. Westrom here. Hello.
Yeah, you know, Tory, and in even the broader sense, you're really committed to having a very healthy job creation climate, not only in Minnesota, as your voting record shows, and that Dave Hahn and many others rave about, Deb Keel as well, but you want to have the best possible job creation situation in the whole country, don't you?
I do. I do. You know, you hear others talk about the best welfare program is a job, and that is true for whoever. Wherever you are in the age spectrum, whether you have a disability or not, we need jobs. We need a healthy business climate in our state and nation, because jobs solve a lot of problems, whether it's education, loss of enrollment in rural communities because there's no jobs, whether it's income just to support your family and do what you want in this freedom-loving country we have, and make the choices you and your family want to do with your own budget. That's the healthy economy that I want to promote.
Tory Westrom is with us. Tory is a Republican candidate for the 7th District, close to running against Congressman Connell Peterson. You know, the age-old question is, how does a conservative district like the 7th District of Minnesota, second most conservative district in all of Minnesota, continue to send a Democrat in Connell Peterson? That's the question that gets asked every cycle that this comes up. And, you know, previous Republican nominees, Lee Byberg, the last couple of go-rounds have answered that again and again. What's your answer to that riddle? Tory?
Well, Scott, that is a big question, of course. But what we are going to present to the voters of the 7th District, Republicans, Independents, and Democrats, the same people I represent in my Senate district, and usually have gotten over 60% of the vote, earning their trust, because you got to approach issues with a common sense perspective. And the congressional dysfunction right now is unacceptable. You cannot change the dysfunction if you don't change the players at the table. Obamacare is strangling this country. It's harming small business owners. It's harming families and individuals with higher premiums, loss of policies, exactly the opposite of what the president told us it was when he tried to sell it to the American people. Colin Peterson continues to defend and stand in the way of reforming or repealing that overreaching large policy. And those are issues that voters need to know, and that's going to give them a clear choice in the 7th District.
He voted for Nancy Pelosi, too, Tory. You've got to continue to mention that.
He did, and he just had a big fundraiser with her 2 weeks ago. He's got Nancy Pelosi raising money for him with large donors, and I will not be having Nancy Pelosi raise money with me. You can't come back to the 7th District and talk about how these people in his party are too liberal and then have them cozy up to them to raise the kind of money that he's trying to raise. It doesn't work both. You can't have it both ways. And that's, you know, he's also there when she needs him to stand in the way of repealing and reforming Obamacare. He's there when she needs him to vote for more increase on the debt ceiling, and President Obama needs to push us to raise the debt ceiling. That's another major issue. You cannot keep sustaining and funding a government with borrowed money from the Chinese.
And of course, if he wins re-election, then he gives her one more vote, one more step closer to retaining the speakership. I know you will vote against her for speaker.
Absolutely. Nancy Pelosi doesn't represent any of the values in the 7th District, or very few of them, if there are any. In major issues like the debt ceiling, getting spending under control, social issues, Nancy Pelosi is opposite of the 7th Congressional District, somebody that Colin continues to support for leadership, along with President Obama when they need the votes.
Tory, I have a slogan for you, and I know you'll take this in the manner in which it's received here to you know, maybe slap on a bumper sticker. Even a blind man can see Washington, D.C. is a mess, right?
I'd like to offer that insight to the 7th Congressional District.
Yes, exactly right. And I know.
Let me give you a similar slogan. Last fall, campaigning in Sauk Center in a cafe, and I was going around from table to table, and a gentleman says, "A blind man with a vision, huh?"
Exactly right. I love it. And I know you're just...
That's powerful. That's got some real oomph, man.
It does. Go ahead.
Your visibility doesn't... I mean, your disability does not define you. I mean, your character, your tenacity, that's what defines you. But, I mean, I think, obviously, you know, it's there. It's real. And I think it might be a neat way to just introduce yourself to folks.
It is. And I speak softly but carry a big stick.
A white stick.
Yeah, exactly. Tory, good luck to you. Looking forward to chatting with you throughout your effort to secure the nomination.
Hey, thanks so much. And Scott, if I could just make a plug for our website, Tory Westrom, ToryWestrom.com. I'd encourage people to go on there, look at some of our information, also donate to this campaign. We've got a long, long ways to go to raise the funds that's going to take to win the 7th District.
You bet. All right, good to talk to you, Tory. Take care. Yeah, ToryWestrom.com, the website. State Senator, Republican from Elbow Lake. Great guy. Quick check of sports. Got a minute, Mark.
Okay, but the Wolves just absolutely outdid themselves last night. They were over 30 points ahead of Detroit for a while. Everybody got in the game. You know, Kevin lost his last grandparent. His grandmother had lived in a little house next door to him and helped raise him. He was heartbroken. So he'd been out of action for 9 days, came back. It's like 27 points, 16 rebounds. He's all the way back. Rubio gets 15 points, 9 assists. Peck is firing. Well, we had six guys in double figures, just blew Detroit away in their home court. A great game. Now, tonight, the Wild have got to go to Anaheim. They go into their strong stretch. I want them to beat Anaheim tonight real badly, and I'll smile.
All right, you're hoping for two wins on this stretch, and I'm hoping for 500.
Two in the next 3 days.
There you go. All right, friends, Mark Scoggerell back 2 to 5 with the Common Sense Club this afternoon. More coming up. We'll check weather next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Happy New Year! Okay, it's a bit early, but you know what? It's not too early to start planning for where you're going to ring in 2014, and I have a great idea for you. Think Walker, Minnesota. Think the shores of Leech Lake and one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The best of the best. Chase on the Lake is the spot to ring in 2014. And you know what? They have a great New Year's celebration package. You stay anytime between December 27th and January 2nd. It includes lodging and a fun celebration kit, complete with champagne and everything you need to ring in the new year. And here's the best part. Two-night packages start at just $298 per stay. Go to chaseonthelake.com for all the details or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. There's bowling at Chase's Alley. There's open ice skating. There's an ice cream social cookie decorating. Bingo, prizes, game night, movie night, bonfires, Leech Lake adventure rides on the Chase track vehicle, live entertainment at the 502 restaurant, and the big party on New Year's Eve. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
What's on your mind? I'm Scott Hillen. Steve Bakken and I will be tackling the issues of the day and welcoming your phone calls here momentarily. We're going to dig into the South Dakota-North Dakota food fight. War of words, so to speak. We have the Minot school vote. We have Pope Francis as Man of the Year, so named by Time Magazine. A couple of folks have weighed in on that already today. And what else we got? Oh, we got the handshake. I wonder if folks are concerned about that. We're going to talk about that today, too, on the program. So stay tuned. Guests include, by the way, normally on Wednesdays we have Congressman Kellen Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Because of the congressional calendar, we switch that up, and actually he'll be joining us tomorrow on the program now. So, anyway, if you're wondering why Wednesday's not bringing a conversation with Congressman Kramer, just a little switcheroo this week. Other guests include Dave Glatt, the chief of the North Dakota Department of Health, Environmental Health Section. They have a website now that almost instantaneously alerts folks to oil spills. That a product of a lag in the time from one of the biggest spills north of Tioga was announced to the public. So anyway, we'll have that for you. And what else we got? Oh, North Dakota Farm Bureau has made a decision regarding getting a ballot measure, initiated measure on the ballot, reforming property taxes. So that is proceeding. That will proceed even with the recent announcement of Governor Jack Dalrymple's decision to create a task force to study property tax reform. So we'll deal with that today as well on the program. So as you can see, plenty to talk about. A lot going on today on What's on Your Mind. Any of our topics of the day, something you want to weigh in on, let us know what's on your mind. You call us at 855-200-1776. Press 1, leave your message. Or put the telephone number to join us live on the air on your speed dial at 800-228-0550. We're going to step it up a notch in this battle with South Dakota. I think we call on the listeners here to settle that one, so look forward to that. All right, let me tell you about our weather forecast here. It is really cold. Really, you know how you know it's really cold? When the dogs say, no mas, after about 20 seconds being outside, boom, I'm done, I want back in. Record time today for our dogs, of which we have five, you know, in the Hennon household. So our dogs consume us, but I was getting serious. It's cold outside body language from the dogs today, and then I quickly understood what they were talking about. It is just plain cold. Now, how much longer is that going to last is the big question. And, by the way, after a little bit of a reprieve yesterday on the patch, it's cold everywhere in North Dakota again today. So let's start eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota. Sunny today. The high will be 2 below. Wind chill values will be down there around 30 below all day because of the southwest wind at 6 to 9. Slight chance of light snow tonight. Cloudy about 5 below. Wind chills around 18 below. Tomorrow, cloudy will warm up near 14. Thursday night, some snow. Cloudy about 7 below. Wind chills minus 20. Friday, chance of snow. Cloudy, high 5 above. Weekend looks above 0 but barely. Saturday, slight chance of snow. Sunday, back below zero by a couple of degrees under partly sunny skies. Out in the oil patch, increasing clouds and cold. The high will get up above zero, around 8 above today, but wind chill values as low as 30 below. And the southwest wind whipping around pretty good, 5 to 11, gusting as high as 18. Tonight, cloudy, low around 1. Tomorrow, chance of snow, mostly cloudy, high near 20. Southwest wind around 6, becoming light and variable. Then Thursday night, some more snow. Low around 1 below. Friday, chance of snow, 3 above. Saturday, some snow, about 3 above. Sunday, 8 above. So the really cold stuff is going to end after today. 16 below Fargo, 14 below in Grand Forks, Jamestown, 14 below, Devil's Lake, 16 below, Wahpeton, 20 below, Valley City, 17 below, Detroit Lakes, minus 17, Alexandria, minus 17, Thief River, 24 below, Fergus Falls, 24 below, out in the patch. Tioga, 18 below. Stanley, 15 below. Williston, 15 below. Minot, 14 below. I have about a minute left, not even, but Craig in West Fargo wanted to weigh in on the president's selfie at the Mandela funeral. Craig, you got a minute.
Yeah. Well, two things. First of all, I'd knock him for not coming to Minot when he could have during the flood with an Air Force base right there, not going to Margaret Thatcher's funeral. But that selfie, when he was talking, they're all dancing and jumping around in the background. So I think if you put it in context, what was really going on in the stadium at the time they did that, probably a pandemonium. So I think that was kind of a cheap shot. And frankly, I'm no fan of the president. But in that case, I think it was a cheap
shot. How about the handshake with Raul Castro? Would you?
Their politics are different than mine. Obviously, they think different about Juvis and Castro.
That's probably more of a political problem than the selfie. Craig, appreciate the call.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.